Plenty going on in the world of basketball. Brad Rosen, morning.
Good morning, team. How are we?
Very well, thanks. Ben Simmons played a game this week. How good was it?
He did, and he looked all right. You know, I wouldn't call it of his greatest game ever, but it was about getting the cobwebs out for some, 18 months, 2 years, or whatever it was that he hasn't played. So I think it's fantastic that he's back on the court. And more than anything, he looks happy. He looks that he wants to be out there. He looks like he's ready to go. And ironically, it was against Philly.
Yeah. There were a couple of boos I did read. I didn't see the game, but I'm sure that'll all settle down. Particularly,
did he have a
Nets
shot?
Start winning.
Yeah.
Did he have a shot?
He made a couple of baskets, but right. Not his free throws and everything like that. Mm. So he'll be there. Let's just call it that way.
Oh, there's a market for this today. 11 o'clock or 11:10 this morning. The Oklahoma City Thunder are $1.07. And the Adelaide 36ers are $8.50 with tab and plus 14.5 at the line. Oh, that's overs for the Sixers. They're in great form.
Yeah, $8 is a nice little hit. But I can tell you now, the OKC, they will be ready for what happened. No one expected in America, that is, that, you know, Adelaide would come out and hit 24 threes and, you know, have 35 points and do what they've got to do from one player. So, and don't forget, they're also playing Josh Giddey. Now, Josh Giddey is an Australian, obviously played for the Adelaide 36ers, so he's going to be saying to that team, do not take them lightly.
Brad, what's happened at Golden State?
Oh, it's the big dog, just making sure he's still the big dog.
Oh, my God.
Draymond Green and Poole have had a little punch-up, so they're saying, mate, I've been...
Was there a stink or was it push and shove?
Oh, look, they're saying there's a punch was thrown, but look, I've been part of that at trainings as well. Not me, because I was always the good one in the corner.
Did you win?
but there's always, and because I'm 5'11", and if I swung a punch, I weigh more in a ringing quote with water. But yeah, look, I mean, that's just, you know, training. They've just come off a championship. Poole's probably, you know, hey, man, I've got a championship here. And the big dog, Draymond Green's like, back in your corner, little boy. Man. Back in your corner.
I'll tell you what, Brad, I've been reading about a possible future star in the NBA. And his name, and I hope I get this right, is Victor Wembanyama.
Well, you've said
you know well. Much about him?
No, I don't know enough about him, but you've said it well.
Mm.
Look, there's... This is the thing with the NBA now. You know, 20 years ago, it was all about 4 years of college and you come out of college and, you know, you're ready to go and you're going to be the best player. Now it's about kids that are long, that are lean, that can run the floor, block shots, shoot the ball, you know, stretch everyone. And basically, this kid could be the next Michael, could be the next LeBron, the next Kobe and things like that. So that's what it's all about now. This kid's got some talent. There's no question about that.
He's tall. I know that.
He's very tall, but it's just now, you know, it's like any sport you play. Okay, the talent's there. Now, which fork in the road do you take? Do you take the one that's going to take you down that path and you'll be an absolute superstar? Or do you miss that training or you're like, oh, no, it'll just happen. And that's what really comes down.
Hawks got their first win of the season last night, 85-72 against South East Melbourne.
Yeah, it was a good win too. Obviously, coming off a loss against the Kings the week before, Tyler Harvey, he was great. I thought he played really well. I thought defensively they did what they needed to do. And also, you know, to the new coach, Jacob Jackamanis, you know, congratulations to him. That's his first official win as the head coach. So he did get a win last year when he took over for Gorge in one of those games. But Jake would be happy to get that win. Look, I hope for Illawarra. I think it's going to be a long season. They're certainly not as good as they were last year. But that's a great win on their home court.
Good start from the Kings, buddy.
Oh, mate, Derek Walton Jr. He was just unbelievable. And one thing that wasn't noticed is he caused 10 fouls. So, and they call it, you know, personal fouls against him. He was able to draw 10 fouls against you, which just shows that he's so solid with the ball. You know, losing an MVP like Jalen Adams and then picking up this kid, man, they're ready to roll. Kings looking good.
Well, they beat the Bullets. And by the way, how did Aaron Baines go in his first game?
Yeah, look, it was rusty. They lost by 14 over there in Perth. And I thought to beat Perth in Perth after they lost, you know, what they didn't make the finals for the last 34 years, that was always going to be a tough challenge for a new team. So I don't take a lot out of that tonight. I'm actually looking forward to that. I get the call that game. Brisbane are tough. Aaron Baines is good. They've got some great players. Their import's great. Nathan Sobey's playing. So they'll be better for that gallop, but they're coming up against a red-hot Kings that is actually going to unveil their championship flag tonight too at the Qdos Bank Arena. So it's going to be a real good game. I see the Kings winning, but Brisbane will be tough tonight.
In fact, the prices are the same for both matches tonight with TAB. New Zealand, $1.40 against Tasmania, $2.90. The Kings, $1.40, and the Bullets, $2.90. 6.5 is the line in both games. So quick tip on the first game.
On that New Zealand one, though, that'll be interesting because, you know, Tasmania made the grand final last year. They've lost two in a row. So that's a nice little bet, I reckon. They'll come good.
Tassie. Okay, we might take Tassie into Sydney tonight. Nice there little double.
There you go. Sorry to everyone. You've probably lost because I gave you that. But anyway, good luck.
Good on you, mate. Thanks so much.
Go those Kings.